Cedar was formed in 2000 by a couple of ex-Microsoft employees that got out at the right time of the dot-com bubble and boom with nothing left to do. In their early retirement, they started doing software development in a little office in Durango. To do software development, they needed internet. So they bought a T1 line, which is a 1.5 meg circuit. Back then it was $3,000 a month, which is absurd. So to defray that cost a little bit, they thought they'd sell it to a neighbor, and then they sold it to a second neighbor and a third neighbor, and quickly decided that made more sense to be in the internet business than the software development firm.
And Cedar Network is currently working with the town of Carbondale to install fiber optics.
Yeah. We've got another 25,000 feet of fiber optics that should go in the next 3 to 4 weeks, which will augment the 40,000 feet that we've had in place since 2012. And that'll give us an extra 650 residents that will qualify for fiber to the home, in addition to the 350 that already qualify. So it takes us up to a little over 37% of Carbondale proper has fiber to the home gigabit coverage.
And what are the benefits of fiber optics?
Speed. Everything is instant. A good example would be with the bridge closure. A lot of people are trying to telecommute. Some are having more success than others. Dan Richardson, Mayor Dan, he is able to telecommute from home thanks to the fact that fiber is available with him. So he's able to skip the commute, work from home, save time and money.
Way faster than others.
Much faster.
Providers.
Yeah, orders of magnitude faster. I mean, our lowest speed is going to be the best case scenario with most other providers.
How do the costs compare to Comcast or other traditional providers?
The goal is comparable. So we offer a $60 a month fiber to the home product, which is internet and wireless. And then for an extra $10, you get an unlimited phone line with it.
So what are the areas that you're expanding out to?
Carbondale proper, we're trying to stay inside the city limits, and this initial focus is mostly on anything that's got an above-ground telephone pole. Costs are substantially lower, so we can cover more people for less money and less time.
There's another project, I don't know if it's begun yet, to bring fiber optics along the Highway 82 corridor.
It has begun. So we're working with RAFTA on finalizing the last bit of license we need, and a three-way agreement with Holy Cross as well to finish the last 7 miles of it. But yeah, it's in process.
What is the RAFTA involvement with the fiber optics?
So there's a section along Highway 82 that's in that original RAFTA corridor. Their right of way from the original railroad grant extends about 100 feet on either side of the trail. So most everything along that path initially falls in RAFTA purview.
And that'll allow you to branch up to neighborhoods like Cattle Creek.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cattle Creek would be a great one. There's a lot of unserved folks along 154. This current build that we expect to start in the next 2 weeks or so will tie in the fiber to the new school.
And how long is that expected to take?
The bulk of the work will probably take no more than 10 days. No, it's been a pleasure working in Carbondale. The support that the town government's had and the mayor is just incredible. We love building here and we'll continue to do so.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.